Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at the unfortunate reality that difficulties and issues can and do arise in all of our human relationships, in our friendships, in our workplaces, in our families, and in our intimate relationships as well. And left unaddressed, these difficulties and issues have the potential to increase in size and difficulty over time, and in the worst case scenarios can actually weaken and even sever the connection that we have with people and end relationships or alter the relationships that we have with people very drastically. And often it's actually the difficulty of having difficult conversations which is the primary reason that some of these issues aren't brought up and aren't addressed. And first and foremost, I mean, that's a reality that these are difficult conversations for a reason, because they're important. And sometimes just accepting that there may not actually be a smooth way to have these conversations can actually also help us to begin to have them. So some other strategies for having difficult conversations in our relationships is to stop waiting for the right time, because unfortunately that right time is not likely to come. Obviously some times are better than others. There's better times during the week where there's actual space to have some of these conversations, and there's worse times on the way to work when you only have a limited window of opportunity and things like that. It's also really important to ensure that the time is as okay as possible with the other person, that they have the emotional energy to be able to dedicate to this conversation as well. And if need be, do what you can to help create the time, even schedule the conversation in, as businesslike as that sounds. The second strategy is to be really honest about your own bad behavior when it comes to communication. And often our own behavior are the things that have been brought to our attention in previous instances when we've been told what hasn't worked for people. So if you have some of that experience, you can then start to actually keep some of these behaviors in check and develop some strategies for how you can ensure that your communication and your ability to dialogue is as good as it can be. It's also, I guess, important to be honest and realistic about the predictable behavior of the other person and help to develop your own ways of dealing with this. And this can be even reflecting on how you may not have dealt with it that well in the past and how you may be able to do it differently this time. Thirdly, being willing and open to actually listen and understand the other person's point of view, even if you don't agree with it, is really, really important, because it actually allows the wheels of the communication to be greased. Being really specific about focusing on one particular thing, having the ability to acknowledge that there may actually be other issues that are brought up and raised, but that the purpose of this particular conversation is to address one particular thing, and that there's time later on to bring up other things and to address them at a later date. And speaking of a later date, it's really important to kind of consider that once you commit to raising an issue, it's important that you're able to see it through and acknowledge that the first conversation may not be the end of the process. There may need to be a second or third. Any instance where issues are actually raised and then left, you know, builds resentment on both sides, and it means that it's less likely to be resolved in the long run. So you can problem solve together, ultimately. And lastly, aim and have the best intentions of being able to problem solve together. Offer some solutions, hear the other party's solutions, and then work together to develop a new way of being. And in this way, rather than weaken the connection, you actually have the opportunity to use difficult conversations to strengthen the connection that you have with the people in your life. So, have a difficult conversation this week with Mind Games.